The death toll from Hurricane Ian is expected to rise as floodwaters recede and search teams in the US push further into areas initially cut off from the outside world. The number of dead currently stands at 35, while some 10,000 people remain unaccounted for in Florida. The state's emergency management director says many of those are likely to have been displaced and unreachable because of power and phone outages, but the number of casualties and repair costs remain unclear. In Sanibel Island, a place that bore much of the brunt of the hurricane's fury as it made landfall, city manager Dana Souza says teams are still completing their initial assessments.
I don't know how many people remained on the island. I know that we had nearly 300 households that were reported to us either by residents themselves as the storm was approaching and it was too late for them to get out. And I think they were understanding the intensity they were about to face. And then from family members after the storm. So we have a running list. And I know the Lee County Sheriff's Department also has a list of folks who for welfare checks or wellness checks.